I am Jamie Johansson, and I am at the 2012 North American Ag and Food HR Roundtable sponsored by AgCareers.com, and I am sitting here with Cindy. Cindy, tell me a little bit about what you do for DuPont Pioneer.
My name is Cindy Heiser, and I am in HR, talent acquisition specifically, for DuPont Pioneer.
And what do you do, what's your daily job like?
My daily job is all about finding talent, so getting the right talent identified out in the marketplace and bringing it into our company.
So I hear that you are a veteran Ag Career HR Roundtable attendee. Tell me a little bit about your involvement over the years as we're celebrating our 10th anniversary of this year's event.
I am a veteran. I've been to many of the Ag Careers HR Roundtables, and we've been a sponsor of this event for many, many years now. It is probably one of the best conferences where universities from the Ag, schools of Ag University, career services, faculty even are invited, as well as industry gets together and with HR people talking about agriculture and talent out there and how to get the right people in the right positions.
Well, as we're right smack dab in the middle of this year's event, tell us a little bit about next year's event, because I have been told that you guys at DuPont Pioneer will be hosting a 2013 HR Roundtable.
Yes, we are. We're very excited about hosting next year's event. It'll be again the first part of August, and that'll be in Des Moines, Iowa, at our corporate headquarters in Johnston there. And so we're very excited. So we are going to be looking forward to that event, and hopefully as many attendees that are here will come up to Des Moines and see us there too.
Well, I am definitely excited. This is my first Ag Careers Roundtable event, so hopefully I'll get to head north up to see your guys' headquarters. But tell me a little bit about the future of agriculture career base. What are HR professionals seeking in new employees?
Well, what we're looking for in new employees are people that can be good team players, that are collaborative in their approach, are innovative and problem solvers. That's what we really need in agriculture today, globally, as well as here in the United States. And the companies that are here, the universities that are here, the universities are trying to develop those students for us, and we are ready to hire for those people to come into organizations and really help us grow agriculture. Because, you know, ag is hot right now, and so we have never really felt the giant impact of the depression or recession, I guess is what it's called. And we've been growing for years, and I know Pioneer has been growing, adding 1,000 new positions every year globally for the last 6 years. We're in our seventh year of that already. And I know Pioneer is not alone. There's a lot of companies here, ag companies, that are also growing. So we're all seeking that top new talent coming out of the universities, as well as experienced hires, too.
If you had one thing of advice to give to those college students getting ready to enter the career field, what would that advice be?
I would say look for an organization that fits you, also to know their strengths. If you know yourself best, then you can figure out where that match is going to be. So advice is to know yourself first, assess what you're all about, and then look for a company that's going to match that. So looking for a company with solid core values, respect for people, those types of things. And then you can have a lot of fun, you know, learning whatever your major was in college, getting with an organization that can bring you in and help you grow and develop. So finding a company that can also invest in you is another piece of advice I would tell the students.
Well, I know that we've talked a lot today specifically about the different generations, the baby boomer generation and Generation X and the upcoming Generation Y. What is your outlook in the ag spectrum with Generation Y and their growth?
Well, Generation Y and their growth, we're bringing in new talent as fast as we can. Really what our concern is on the top end, so the boomers that might be gradually coming out of the organization, is that knowledge transfer. So we're starting to work on that already. So all of the new individuals that we can bring into the organization, Generation Y, we can build them up, train them up, transfer the knowledge of our seasoned, experienced professionals, and keep going.
Well, it seems like the future is bright for ag careers as a whole and agriculture as a whole. Thank you, Cindy, for sitting down and talking with me. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'd say to the students out there in ag, seek out opportunities for yourself, whether that be internships, shadowing experiences, traveling abroad, study abroad, anything that you can do to expose yourself to a variety of experiences. So, again, it's all about knowing what you like and what you're best at. That will give you the firm foundation to find the job of your future.
Well, thank you, Cindy. I appreciate it. Again, this is Jamie Johansson at the 2012 North American Ag and Food HR Roundtable, sponsored by AgCareers.com.